All right, so let's start talking about some plants here. There are, first off, some snacks that you can grow for your pets. Green beans are a great treat for dogs, either raw or cooked, as long as they're not prepared with other ingredients like salt. Carrots are also a treat many dogs like. Even the tops are safe for them to eat. Cranberries, blueberries, raspberries, and strawberries are safe in small quantities. And herbs like rosemary, basil, and thyme all contain healthy antioxidants as well as vitamins and minerals. Curly leaf parsley is okay, but it can be a diuretic, so you don't want to give them too much. Spring parsley can be toxic, though, so you'll want to make sure you avoid that. Tomatoes are okay, though they're high in acid, which could cause some tummy upset, but the tomato plants themselves are toxic. So, you know, feel free to give your dog the occasional tomato, but you don't want to have the plants, if they're prone to chewing on things, you don't want to have the plants there, too. Dandelions are also fine, but make sure they haven't been treated with any pesticides. And anything in the allium genus, garlic, onions, chives, can all be toxic, so it's best to avoid planting those where your dog might get to them. And while cooked asparagus can be okay for dogs to eat, when it's raw, the high fiber content may be difficult to digest, and the seeds can be poisonous to humans too, if ingested. So, and a note about mushrooms, many wild mushrooms are poisonous. I know not all of them, and some are delicious, if you like that kind of thing. But I know the ones that pop up in my yard tend to be the not safe to eat kind. So they can cause everything from vomiting and diarrhea to seizures and coma. So try and keep your dog away from those. If they are ingested, you want to talk to your vet immediately. Save any leftover parts of it for possible identification. We at the University of Illinois Extension do not identify mushrooms, but we do have a mycologist on university staff. So if you send me pictures of mushrooms to ID, I will be sending them to him. Now, some plants to avoid. These are toxic to dogs, cats, pretty much everybody here. There are different levels of toxicity to these plants. Some may just cause a little tummy upset, like elderberry, while others are far more serious, like lily of the valley and castor bean. If you suspect your plants ingested any of these plants, call your veterinarian immediately. Don't wait to see if symptoms appear, because in some poisoning cases, by the time symptoms appear, it's kind of too late. All that said, most toxic plants taste really bad, and many animals will avoid chewing on milkweed, for example, because it just doesn't taste very good. So it's still better to be safe than sorry, though. This is only a selection of toxic plants. I mean, there's a billion and one different kinds of plants out there, so this is just a selection of some of the more common ones. Make sure if you're bringing anything new into your garden, you double check that it's okay if it's going to be in an area where your pets are at. Anything in the allium family is out. That includes ornamental varieties of things. So those big, pretty, puffball-y allium things are also very toxic. And that's because of the presence of propyl disulfide. And solanine is present in all members of the solanum family, like tomatoes, potatoes, and eggplants. So if your dog is prone to eating things, you'll want to make sure you're doing even more careful research. The ASPCA has a really thorough list of plants and whether or not they're toxic to dogs, cats, and even horses.
Can you see that organization again?
So this is the Pet Poison Control Hotline. It should be noted there is a fee to use this service. The Human Poison Control Hotline is subsidized, so that's why that one's free to call. This one, there is a fee to use, but it could be faster to ask them than to get your pet to your vet, or maybe your vet's closed, maybe it's a holiday, whatever. They are open 24 hours, I believe. And that ASPCA list of toxic and non-toxic plants, that's where I got a lot of the information from that I use in this presentation here. Huge, huge, very comprehensive list. It's pretty awesome. All right, so now we're gonna get into the fun plant part of this talk here.